something to go with.
Anyone get anything? They saw?
I heard. To legislate into, I don't know, old churches, this I don't know the exact word, but I got the to crumble the religious covering over there.
Crumble religious
covering over there.
All right, yeah.
Start off by saying, you know those sort of like large things, I don't know what they're called, that, you know, if you think of a large boat and it's anchored to the shore, it was like a chain that was tethered and it was really large. And the more I looked at it, the larger it got. But it became smaller and smaller and smaller and then was wrapped around people's ankles. But just because it became smaller didn't mean that it was flimsy. It was really strong, but it was small, so that people didn't realise that they were tethered. And I felt like it was like social expectation or just everyday life, just how things are. And people are trapped in feeling that they have to live a certain way or think a certain way. Or and it was just for us to like bring the light of revelation of opening their eyes to how they're trapped, because once they see, it loses its power.
Yeah.
I did see angels with large axes coming and setting them free. I also saw this sort of thing. It was like out of the corner of my eye. It wasn't, again, it wasn't in full view, but it was the fear of change and the unknown, which I think, you know, both of these things I think relate to Sunday. Just
stepping into the mirror. Yeah. Okay. I saw an angel with four scrolls. Grass. And I think they appear to be. I've given them names, but I've sort of given them names. I know what they're for. One is for the church here. One is for people, of course, beginners, who are those who know nothing about any of this stuff, who may have some Christian background, but are not particularly connected anywhere. But existing, which is the kind of people that Bartlett was talking about, those who are already in religious structures, who need to have those kind of things broken for them or help them to break out of those. And then the fourth scroll is for those who are already hearing some of this stuff and are looking to develop ecclesias or arcs or whatever, who've got some notion of what's going on, want some input into how to do things more effectively.
Okay. 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 Well, obviously need to
that back. Needs a whole lot. Yeah. There's a whole lot in that. It's like, okay, go back in and say what exactly is that that we do there, that we carry for those people, and how do we engage with them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I felt God said, you know, you have a mandate that authorises you to bring government and legislation. Use it. So, alright, makes sense. Use it to equip and release the other mountains that are here. So I think there's a sense where actually are all the mountains here operating governmentally and legislatively fully? So we can have authority to do something about that. You're in a season of the new, for the new to be established, call forth new relationships, new revelation, new reality, new minds. So I think there's some declarations that we can make, which I think ties in. And then you can challenge the old by using the law, the laws that you have, to remove restrictions and to bring freedom. And I saw a whole load of angels and men in white linen who were not normally connecting, all sort of come and gather together as a group. They sort of almost were like getting familiar with each other. Sometimes, obviously, the things that happen in the heavens are in preparation for what happens on the earth. So, you know, if there are groups of, or legions, or different orders of those that are then connecting there, in regard to, I felt, well, actually, you know, they're coming because they're bringing things together, then that's going to happen on the earth. So, okay. So what I'd encourage everyone to do really is to, you know, when you're in your own personal engagements and, you know, I know you're involved with different mountains and different things, but just keep in mind some of these things and, you know, use the authority that you have to decree and declare and to operate in that. So, you know, if there are these restrictions and if there are chains, well, you know, I think we need to deal with that. And I think, you know, by calling forth new things, that's the almost the sound that you release for that change to take place. It's like, because as soon as you call for something new, the old gets rattled and starts to restrict. You know, that's what happens. So it's like the chains that people don't know that they've got, actually, they may feel restricted by them once there's a call for new. I think that's a sense of calling for, creating an environment where, you know, not necessarily people are just going to, hey, everything's new, but actually they're going to realise that there's old things holding them back. And then those things can be dealt with. So, that's all. Good. I think the four scrolls, I think we have to do some development around that. Okay. What's on it, what's on them, and what actually are, you know, because scrolls can be anything.
Yes.
Blueprints, mandates, laws, legislation. Okay. So, yeah, that'd be good, and, you know, feel free to engage that individually and think about anything you feel. The next time.
Can you tell me what they're called then?
Yeah, I've got church, beginners, existing, and advanced. Just as advanced. I kind of know what they all mean, but they're not really. They're not exactly it.
Okay, that's good. So, next time we'll look to take that a bit further, and also look at the old foundations perhaps. Process through. Be good.